from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. I've been taking a course on Coursera, which I guess if you don't know what Coursera is, it's like a place with online courses, oftentimes taught by top-notch universities. It's a great website to learn some stuff, and you can audit most of the classes for free. But I got invited by SoFi to take a course on Coursera about personal finance. And so far, the course has been pretty interesting. I've been learning a few new things. You know, you'd think Mr. Frug knows everything, but that's not really true. Life is always about learning. And one of the interesting things I learned was about money scripts. And so what a money script is basically a way an individual might view money. And there are four scripts spoken about in the course, so four different profiles or ways of viewing money. Let me recap the four real quick, and then I will show you my scores taking a quiz on money scripts. All right, so number one, money worship. Money worshippers believe that money is the key to happiness. They believe that the solution to their problems is to have more money. Money vigilance. The money vigilant are alert, watchful, and concerned about their financial health. Feeling that they have enough money is important to them. Money avoidance. Money avoidance is associated with people who are wealthier, who are also wiser, and more highly educated. Higher scores on money avoidance suggest a belief that money is bad. Money status. Money status seekers tend to link their self-worth with their net worth. They may prioritize outward displays of wealth. This behavior can put them at risk of overspending. All right, now that I've given you a very brief description of these four money types, what do you think Mr. Frug is? Well, it probably shouldn't surprise you, but money vigilance was my highest score with a 3.88. I believe this is out of 5. So let's look at money vigilance a little bit more. Those with higher money vigilance scores are positively associated with higher levels of financial health. The money vigilant are less likely to buy on credit. They also have a tendency to be somewhat anxious about their financial futures, inspiring them to save. While they have a tendency to be discreet about their financial status with others, they are less likely to keep financial secrets from their partners. While money vigilance encourages saving and frugality, it can also lead to excessive wariness or anxiety that can prevent one from enjoying the benefits and sense of security that money can provide. And I agree with this quiz 100%. I am very money vigilant. I think about money. Maybe my wife would even say too much. We'll have to get Mrs. Frug to give her opinion on this at some point. I think my next highest score won't surprise anyone as well, and that would be money worship at 3.43. And like I mentioned before, money worshippers believe that the key to happiness and the solution to their problems is to have more money. At the same time, they believe one can never have enough money and find that the pursuit of money never quite satisfies them. The higher they score on money worship, the more likely they are to have a lower net worth and carry credit card debt. Some money worshippers are prone to buying things in an attempt to achieve happiness. They are likely to put work ahead of family and give or loan money to others, even if they can't afford to do so. Now, I think a lot of money worship is not really applicable to me, right? I hope I'm not going to have a lower net worth. And I don't really give or loan money to others, even though I can't afford to, or carry credit card debt. So a lot of money worship is not applicable to me. But I do think that the sentiment that more money is a solution to my problems is kind of true. You know, I have some big aspirations in life. There are many goals I have. And to achieve some of them, I need money. So yeah, in a sense, more money, I think, is something that would give me more happiness and would be the solution to some of my problems. So I think it doesn't fit me like a glove, but there definitely are aspects of money worship that are applicable to me. Now, the next two are not very applicable to me. My next highest score was money avoidance with a 1.6. Higher scores on money avoidance suggest a belief that money is bad. Money avoiders might also believe they do not deserve money. They believe that wealthy people are greedy or corrupt, and that there is virtue in living with less money. Because of their negative associations with money and the wealthy, money avoiders may sabotage their financial success and or give money away in an unconscious effort to stay at a comfortable socioeconomic level. Research has found that money avoidance can be associated with trying to not think about money, ignoring financial statements, overspending, enabling others financially, having difficulty managing a budget, and even occupation. For example, individuals in helping professions, such as psychologists and social workers, have a tendency to score higher in the area of money avoidance than those in professions such as business or financial advising. Now, as you can tell, Mr. Frug is not very money avoidant. I like money. In fact, you know, money worship is my bigger issue. And I believe that it takes hard work and that you can deserve money. And wealthy people, in my opinion, are not greedy or corrupt. But I definitely know some people who are money avoidant. Perhaps one that is even a social worker, or at least was at one time. Learning about these different profiles, I think, can help us interact with other people. As we find other people that have different money beliefs, we can help speak to them in their own language, or something like that. And then my lowest score is money status. And to recap, money status seekers seek to link their self-worth to their net worth. They may prioritize outward displays of wealth, and as a result can be at risk of overspending. They believe that if they live a virtuous life, the universe will take care of their financial needs. Many have grown up in lower socioeconomic environments and or a household that prioritize the financial aspects of social standing. Those that score high in this area are more likely to overspend, gamble excessively, or be financially dependent on others and hide expenditures from their spouse. And I think this does not describe me very well, so I think the quiz is accurate. As you know, Mr. Frug is not at risk of overspending, quite contraire. I think there are aspects of this that do seem like me. Do I link my self-worth to my net worth? Not really, but I do track my net worth. So I guess that's vigilance, not really money status. And yeah, I don't really overspend. I don't gamble. I'm not financially dependent on others, really. And I definitely don't hide my expenditures. So yeah, it doesn't really seem like me. Okay, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back. So I think it's potentially helpful as you deal with other people to understand their money scripts. I know this has helped me understand why some people treat money the way they do. And I think that understanding leads to more effective communication. I will leave a link to this survey, though, if you want to fill it out yourself, find out what your money script is, and so you can also learn more about the various money scripts. I have found the activity to be beneficial, and I think you will too. So thank you for listening to today's episode of The Frug Life. I hope you enjoyed. Have a great week, and as always, stay frugal.